Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
It is my intention today to finish up the section of 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that I have entitled Paul's Wise Advice, the section where he gives his opinion, not a command, not instructions, not apostolic authority that says you must do this, you must do this, this is the will of God, this is the word of God, but some weighty advice that pertains to particular situations, and he says you have liberty to make your own decision here, but since you asked me my opinion, I'm going to give you my opinion. Some of the questions you've asked me, I have given you divine revelation, not opinion. I've given you the Word of God. I've given you the will of God. When it comes to this matter, the questions you've asked me that pertain to whether single people should get married or remain single and so forth, he says, it depends. It depends. Right now, under these difficult circumstances, it might be wiser not to get married, but that's not the same answer I would give in more normal conditions. So it depends, and it's wise advice to be considered carefully, and there are a lot of good principles to learn as we weigh it carefully, but in the final analysis, it's something that you must decide before the Lord, and you have Christian liberty to make your own decision. So we want to wrap up this section today on this Tuesday, October 26. I'm glad you are able to be with us for the conclusion of this section, and I'm thankful for those whose financial gifts make it possible. Well, coming down to the end of the section, we're dropping down again to verse 32. Paul reminds the Corinthians that there are some definite advantages to the single state. I want you to be without care, verse 32. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife. There are differences in the responsibility load, might be a good way to put it, between those who are single and those who are married. That's so obvious, so common sense, but you see, it needs to be discussed, and it needs to be considered, it needs to be weighed, because everything a Christian does is with the question in mind, how can I best please the Lord? Can I best please the Lord by remaining single? Then I'll remain single. Can I best please the Lord, best serve the Lord, might be a better way to put it in some cases. Can I best serve the Lord by being married? Then I will seek a wife or a husband. Now, that's one of the things that I often ask couples who are planning to get married when they come to me for premarital counseling, which is a wonderful time to interact with them and help them to think through important questions and to get prepared for this responsibility and relationship, which, second to our relationship with Jesus Christ, is the most important relationship in our whole lives. And one of the questions I often ask them is, how will you better serve the Lord married than if you're single? And if they can't answer that question very intelligently, then I ask them, think about it. I'm going to ask you again the next time we meet, and I want you to have a better answer next time. I want you to think this thing through. You tell me that if you get married, you will better serve the Lord because of this and this and this in that condition than if you remain single. If you can't come up with a good answer to that question, then you probably shouldn't get married. We don't just get married because we feel like it. We don't just get married because we think that would be a cool thing to do. And we don't just get married because we want to have legitimate sexual experiences that we know for a Christian are forbidden outside of marriage. Those are all realities that are given to us in the Word of God, but it all boils down to, how can I best serve the Lord, single or married? Now, as I've already said, discussing this larger passage on previous broadcasts, that question is not answered the same for every person. That's why this is wise advice, not divine revelation, because there is no right or wrong answer to that question. For person A, the right answer may be, I have come to the conclusion through thinking about this and praying about it that I can serve the Lord better remaining single than getting married. And another person with equal justification and equally honoring to the Lord can say, I have come to the conclusion that I can serve the Lord better married than I can single. You can read in some of the great missionary biographies of people who made the decision to remain single for the cause of missions because they were going off into a very dangerous part of the world where it would be very dangerous, very treacherous to take a wife and to have children. And so they have decided that for the cause of the gospel, they're going to remain single because where they're going, that sounds like a much better plan. Whereas somebody else, possibly even going to the same place, but somebody else serving the Lord as a missionary in a different place or serving the Lord, say, as a pastor, will come to the opposite conclusion. I've come to the conclusion that it would be very difficult to be a pastor, as I have been for these last 48-plus years. It would be very difficult for me to be, an effective pastor, single, as I hope by God's help and grace I have been married. My wife is such an important part of my ministry for so many reasons that I won't take time to explain right now, but I cannot imagine having attempted to pastor this church for all of these years as a single man. For lots of reasons, I don't think that would work very well. So I look at the question, how can I best serve the Lord, married or single? And the answer is simple for me. The answer is married. Married. Somebody else, committed to the Lord, committed to the work of the gospel, looks at his circumstances and he draws the opposite conclusion. How can I best serve the Lord? Single. There's no right answer, no wrong answer to this question. There are just the various considerations. And so there are additional responsibilities for married people, but these are generally offset by additional benefits. A godly Christian wife can be of inestimable value in the work of the Lord. Marriage is a partnership, and if you have a partner, if you have a companion who shares your Christian faith, who shares your ministry burden, who is as concerned about the advancement of the gospel of Christ, the building of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the advancement of the kingdom of Christ upon earth as you are, You have got something that is of tremendous value. But Christians are given latitude in many areas. I'm dropping down to verse 35. And I say this for your own profit. Not that I may put a leash on you, is the way that it's put here. Not that I may put a leash on you, but for what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without distraction. Consider what is most profitable for you, and recognize your freedom in Christ. I'm not putting a leash on you. I'm not saying that you cannot get married. I'm not saying that you must get married. There is no right answer to this question for everybody. It's not the same for everybody. But there is a right answer for you before the Lord and your relationship with the Lord. So recognize your freedom in Christ to make this decision individually. This is not a group decision. It is an individual decision between you and the Lord. And because Christians live for Christ and not self, then that becomes the prevailing consideration. I go back to verse 35, and this I say for your own profit, not that I may put a leash on you, but for what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without distraction. What is best for you in serving Christ? For some, marriage is a great distraction. Don't get married. For some, singleness is a great distraction. Seek a wife. Decide what is best in your case. But in every case, you are seeking the answer to that question, not the one that says, what will make me the most happy, what will give me the most joy, what will give me the most pleasure. The question is, what will make me the best servant of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because that's the question. How can I have the greatest impact, the greatest life of service, the most fruitful life of service for Christ possible, married or single? And so we learn from this section that the decision to marry must be carefully weighed. Is that the best course for me? Yes or no? That the spiritual health of the one you marry is critical to marriage questions and marriage success. If your goal is to live for Christ, and the person you marry has as a goal to please self, their main goal is to be happy, to be comfortable, to have an enjoyable life, that comes first before everything else, then there's going to be a lot of tension, a lot of marital discord, a lot of anguish of soul. You've got two people who are pulling in two different directions. But if you are a Christian, then your overarching goal in life is to serve Christ. And with that question, you bring to the table the considerations of marriage. Will marriage help me be a better servant of Christ? Then, by God's help and grace, I will get married. Lead me to a suitable partner. Will singleness help me be a better servant of Christ? Then, by God's help and grace, I will be content to be single, because that will enable me to better serve the Lord. That's the question. And Paul gives advice, just simply wise, fatherly advice, in order to help people sort out the proper answers to these questions for each individual before the Lord. Until tomorrow, this is Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.